Good morning.
Morning.
You know why I love 10:30 Mass? Because you guys are actually awake. You know, last month I brought up an idea that I want to return to for a moment because it's really important for understanding the gospel today, and that is the idea of what it means to interpret Scripture literally. All Christians believe in a literal interpretation of Scripture, but Catholics have a little bit different definition of what the word literal means. And you might say, well, isn't that splitting hairs? Not really. Let me ask you this question. Do you think it's better to read a scripture and to understand it in my own context here in 2012, or is it better to read a scripture and understand it in the context of the time and the place of the author who wrote it? Now, that can actually be a little bit of a challenging question, because if you're like me, I want the scripture to apply to me in 2012, right? I want it to speak to me today. How many of us open up the Bible and we read something and we're kind of like, well, what does this mean for me, God? But to get to that point, you have to start in the past. You have to go back to the author, to the socioeconomics of the time, to the culture of the time, and to the intent and the style of the author. And in today's gospel, the author is using hyperbole. Any English teachers or English majors out there? No, not that you'll admit. Those are always the mean teachers, right? It's the English teachers. Hyperbole is when something's overstated to emphasize a second point or a primary point. And we, you know, if Jesus had simply said, if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out, and then stopped there and moved on to a different message, then we should take that literally and we should all start popping eyeballs out, right? We'd all end up being pirates. Arr. But he goes on to say something else. He says that it is better for you to enter into life, eternal life, without that eyeball than to go to hell with two eyeballs. And so he's pointing to this physical versus spiritual reality which is greater than the reality that we're living now. He's pointing to eternal life and some of the things that we got to do to get there. And some of the things we have to do to get there, guys, is to cut certain things out of our life. On a Friday night after a long day at work, there are days that I would love to go down to the Oasis here, have a beer, maybe two. I could even call it evangelization, couldn't I? I'm evangelizing all the people at the bar. But I have to ask the question, is that good for my soul, and is it helping me get to heaven? And if it's not, I got to cut it out. Back in August, I was sick for a whole week, and so I downloaded the show Parks and Recreation. Anybody watch that? Nobody's going to admit it in church, right? You know, pretty funny show, but you know what? After a couple days of watching it, like, you know, 5-10 episodes at a time, I got to thinking, is this really good for my soul? And I started to sense that it wasn't. So this new season started, and I was actually like, oh boy, the new season of Parks and Recreation. And then I watched that first show, and I thought, you know what? I need to cut this out of my life. It's not helping me get to eternal life. And guys, if it's not helping you to get to eternal life, it's hurting you, and it needs to be cut out. And the question that Jesus puts to you today is what physical thing in your life, what physical reality in your life, not your hand or your foot or your eyeball, but maybe some other physical reality in your life, material reality, needs to be cut off and cut out. We know that we're not supposed to take this passage literally. There's a famous man in the history of the church. He was a theologian. His name's Origen. We even use some of his teachings today. But he thought he ought to cut off some body parts, and the church condemned him for it. God doesn't want you to lose an eyeball or to lose a hand or to lose a foot. But there are some things in your life that he does want you to lose so that you can gain life with him. What is that thing for you today?